Wikipedia has done something extremely unusual, something good for a change, considering they're a major cog in the liberal media industrial complex machine. Elon Musk has signal boosted a taboo topic again, which will ultimately, undoubtedly, cause more liberal lunatics and non-white people to melt down. And we'll delve further into some more spicy topics, as you will see. Wikipedia added a page for anti-white racism, and surprisingly, it hasn't been deleted by the overlord editors. It was actually added in January of this year, so at the very beginning of 2025. Although it doesn't include the term anti-whiteism, so if you happen to be an editor over at Wikipedia, which, you know, supposedly anybody can edit, but some pages are protected only for certain level editors to edit. Or then, unless you're me, you can't even edit on those because some of the editors banned me from editing any page 7 years ago. But if you are an editor, obviously the term anti-whiteism should definitely be mentioned. But it does actually a fairly good job of describing it. It defines it as discriminatory sentiments and acts of hostility of racist nature toward people racialized as white, especially those from Europe and its diasporas. It can manifest in various forms, including but not limited to ethnic hatred, stereotyping, exclusion, or violence. Oh yes, we've seen plenty of that, but you're not supposed to talk about black crime in America. That in and of itself is considered to be too sensitive, racist. And it can occur in both overt and subtle ways. Interesting. It just goes on. And surprisingly, is rather accurate. It even shows how historically it's been a topic that's been swept under the rug, censored by mainstream media, lying by omission about what's actually happening, noting that the Sunday Times, in a 2006 investigation, examined British newspaper archives for coverage of racist crimes, reporting an almost total boycott of stories involving the white victims of attacks. It then goes on to detail anti-whiteism, again, sadly not calling it that, but not bad, still a little room for improvement in various countries around the world because, well, we know that white envy, white jealousy, anti-whiteism is really, I mean, the most common form of racism on planet Earth. Oh, look at that. It even mentions that there are black supremacists in the U.S. who advocate the superiority of the black race, including groups like the Nation of Islam and the New Black Panther Party. But I couldn't help but notice, after doing a search on another particular ethnic group, that there are zero references, mentions, or allusions to how certain people in that ethnic group also hold anti-white ideologies. Like Newsweek editor Josh Hammer, who insists that Jew hatred, anti-Semitism, is inherent in European DNA. A statement that he has made on several occasions. I don't need to play this old clip of Jon Stewart again, do I? Showing him making a distinction between his ethnic group and white people. Or this one of Ben Shapiro making the same distinction, saying that sometimes he does not identify as white. If you don't get it, then you must be new around here, so just try to catch up and you will see. Stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video, but real quick, it is now December, so it is time to stop slacking and start shopping at markdice.com or click the link in the description below to get your Mark Dice merch. Like the Trump Claws sweatshirt. Can't get the Trump Claws knit sweaters anymore because that cutoff was Sunday. But you can get free shipping on anything today for Cyber Monday if you use the promo code Cyber Monday. Original, I know. One word. Including the Trump Claws printed sweatshirt or the t-shirt or a long sleeve or Trump Claws wrapping paper or any of my awesome designs. Whole bunch of new mugs over there and beer glasses, women's designs, and left crest designs, which are kind of like a more discreet version of a lot of the popular designs. So head on over to markdice.com and click the link in the description below. Use the promo code CyberMonday to get free shipping today and check them out. In case you weren't aware, just a few weeks ago, Elon Musk launched Grokopedia, named after Grok, the AI assistant that XAI, like a subsidiary of X, his company, launched, and it is supposed to be, you know, non-woke, although we could get into some of the problems with it. But there is a definition over there, not for anti-whiteism, at least not yet, or anti-white racism, but there is a definition for anti-white activism. describing it as activism denotes organized efforts, rhetorical campaigns, and policy implementations that explicitly or implicitly disadvantage individuals of European descent on racial grounds, frequently rationalized through frameworks like critical race theory or diversity, equity, and inclusion mandates aimed at dismantling perceived white privilege. It's a pretty detailed and lengthy article that even details the historical origins of anti-whiteism. Again, sadly, without using the word, so if you want to go over there and edit this to update it, to correct it, that would be great. Modern manifestations in media, entertainment, and public discourse, in policy, DEI initiatives, and institutional practices, empirical evidence and examples. Oh, the leftists, those with black fragility, are going to have an absolute meltdown when they learn about this. And I'm sure they're going to be extra disgruntled after they learn that Elon Musk signal boosted this 5-minute long video that consists of nothing but anti-white headlines in major articles and scholarly journals. Like I said, this video is over 5 minutes long. I'll just play a small sample of it so you can see just a fraction of the headlines that have been generated and people have collected about this topic. It's only been 45 seconds, by the way. Again, this video is over 5 minutes long. You get the point. Maybe I'll show the rest of it as smaller clips in other videos. But according to one of the internet's biggest self-proclaimed thought police, the Jewish ADL, they defined racism as the marginalization and or oppression of people of color based on a socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges white people. So of course, that is a cultural Marxist definition. I mean, one of the most Orwellian definitions that I've ever seen. Trying to frame racism as only something that white people do to non-white people, which is why for years I've been emphasizing that people use the term anti-whiteism instead of racism, because that's the first thing that comes to mind for most people. It's been so ingrained into their consciousness that a different word, a more descriptive, more accurate word is needed. They did change this to a more broad definition a few years ago after it went viral from people being outraged, because everything that they do virtually just ends up making the ADL look bad and only creates more hostility and disfavor for Jewish people, which may actually be their intent so that they can play the eternal perpetual victim. Here's the head of that Jewish mafia, organization, being confronted about why they are so anti-white.
One of the very common accusations against the ADL is that it does focus on groups that claim to represent the interests of white people.
Uh-huh.
Do you think there's any truth to that, that you do perhaps focus more on white people more than anyone else?
Look at how furious he is that someone is daring to ask him this question and point out their hypocrisy regarding every other ethnic group on planet Earth being encouraged and celebrated to preserve, protect, and advance their culture and their people, except for white people who are called Nazis if they dare even think about such thing.
Is that something that is problematic?
It's an interesting question. I mean, I think, look, the fact of the matter is I have no problem with anyone having pride in who they are and what they believe and their values.
Really? Because Wikipedia says that white pride is considered to be a white separatist, white nationalist, fascist, neo-Nazi, and white supremacist phrase. And around here, we all know that the ADL also considers the innocuous phrase, "It's okay to be white," to be racist. So we know that he's lying because you can't even say that it's okay to be white, let alone that you're proud to be white. That's the official ADL policy, but here he is lying as usual.
To the extent that those beliefs and those values don't infringe upon me and don't encroach on my ability to lead a full, you know, life based on, again, my values and beliefs. So
notice he's not identifying as white. He's identifying as a separate ethnicity. A lot of people just don't understand this. I'm sure my audience does, but if you're new around here, then it's time to catch up.
So I think typically the organizations who espouse a kind of white nationalism tend to have a view that's quite, let's just say, negative.
But it's okay to be Jewish nationalists. It's okay for Israel to have a Jewish supermajority and restrict their immigration and ban non-Jews from marrying Jews in the country. But at least, as of last year, it took long enough, Wikipedia has deemed the ADL to be an unreliable source because of their, well, their constant stream of hate and disinformation, which is why the FBI also has cut ties with them as a consulting group, which is really probably the only good thing that Kash Patel has done as FBI director. But I mean, what's next? Are we going to find out that Israel has an entire team dedicated to editing and monitoring Wikipedia so that they can slant the articles in favor of Israel as much as they can? Oh, wait, what's this?
Moetzet Yesh, in conjunction with My Israel, has arranged an instruction day for wiki editors. The goal of the day is to teach people how to edit in Wikipedia, which is the number one source of information today in the world.
The top search result for most topics that people search for on Google.
As a way of example, if someone searches the Gaza flotilla, we want to be there. We want to be the guys who influence what is written there, how it's written, and to ensure that it's balanced and Zionist in nature.
This video is pretty old. Obviously, they've been doing this for a very, very long time. But with AI systems like ChatGPT quickly replacing Google as the top search tool for most people when they're trying to look up information, of course they have teams dedicated to trying to game the ChatGPT results. This from Haaretz, a Jewish outlet. AI Hasbara, that's like a term that they use for their kind of pro-Israel propaganda campaign. Israel pours millions into U.S. influence efforts targeting evangelicals in churches, just giving pastors the call, and ChatGPT. And one particular company that signed a $6 million four-month deal with Israel, okay, $6 million for 4 months to produce propaganda for the foreign country, was a company called Clock Tower X, which is owned by Brad Parscale, who you may recall was Donald Trump's campaign manager back in 2016 before he resigned in disgrace due to some personal problems, which we won't get into. And he is saying that his company will produce at least 100 core pieces of content per month, including videos, audio, podcast, and text, 5,000 derivative versions. And Clock Tower X has a distribution deal with Salem Media Network, which is the network that syndicates Brandon Tel Aviv Tatum's YouTube channel radio show. What a surprise. Also surprising is the AI overview, which is like the now top search result on Google for a lot of topics, instead of having Wikipedia linked up there or other websites that usually pay to be promoted to the top of Google. Their AI overview of the definition of anti-whiteism is also surprisingly accurate, and at least at this point, doesn't say that it's a white supremacist term, although I'm sure the ADL will put up their definition of it. But it says anti-whiteism, also referred to as anti-white racism, is a term describing discriminatory sentiments, hostility or prejudice, and hatred toward people racialized as white. It's a controversial topic with differing perspectives on its definition, prevalence, in comparison to other forms of racial discrimination. And then you have losers like Pierce Morgan, who can be added to the list of people alongside Anderson Cooper, John Stewart, Mark Cuban, and others who are excited that white people are becoming a minority. Here's a recent interview with Tucker Carlson where Tucker was pointing out that mass immigration of certain demographics has basically ruined London.
Well, it changed London.
Why do you look at this and see a wrecked country? I don't.
Well, because mass immigration has turned London into Londonistan, sir, which is why Mohammed, for many years in a row now, is the number one new baby name for baby boys born in the city. Or actually, it might even be throughout the whole country. Leave me a comment down below. I'm not sure on that, but it is at least in the city of London.
Well, I don't see an English country, so we're in the city of London now.
What do you mean there? What do you mean by that?
It's not, well, people whose ancestors built Stonehenge are not here anymore. So the city of London is 36% white, and that's
36% white. So white people are a tiny minority now in a city that was once, I mean, let's face it, 100% white.
That's happened in the last, I don't know, 40 years.
But England is about 70% white.
England.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was it was 99% in 1945.
Okay, so we've evolved.
Evolved. It's like Anderson Cooper. It's an exciting evolution of the country. Same talking point that Mark Cuban said as well. Santa and Mrs. Claus have also evolved in the same way over the last 5 years or so, because you can't walk into a Lowe's or a Home Depot or a Home Goods without seeing Christmas ornaments like this. Okay, I'm sorry, I have news for you, woketards. Santa Claus is white. Isn't this cultural appropriation? Or really, I mean more accurately, cultural insurrection, cultural destruction. Sorry, but Santa Claus is white. And if black children have a hard time identifying with him because he's white, then that's their problem. Notice how no stores depict Santa Claus as being Asian, Indian, at least not yet, I'm sure they won't in a couple years, or Arab. It's only a black Santa, because Asian Americans, or rather, I'm sorry, Americans who are of Asian descent, we shouldn't be using hyphenated names like that, don't care that Santa is white. It's always only one certain demographic. Santa Claus is and always will be white, and so is Trump Claus. Like I said, you can order the Trump Claus sweatshirt, long sleeve t-shirt, and wrapping paper from markdice.com and get free shipping in the U.S. today for Cyber Monday by using the promo code Cyber Monday, one word, original, I know, at the checkout. Or a whole bunch of different mugs, beer glasses, original designs, now left crest designs, a little more discreet, whole bunch of stuff over there. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code Cyber Monday at the checkout to get free shipping and check them out.